Now I'm going to give you a little bit more information on the terms resonance and envelope. And I said in the intro video that resonance is all about how a sound is operating in a space or moving through a space. But this does not exclude the measure of time, because time and space are directly related to each other and cannot exclude the other one. So really we are talking about both space and time here as we are talking about resonance. Resonance is all about how that sound is operating in a space. For example, in a cave, in a cathedral, in a canyon, or in a room with muffling on the walls or a lot of soft, cushy things to absorb the sound. Basically, how sound is operating in that space. Also, when we talk about resonance, if we say, oh, does this resonate with you? We're talking about how that sound is operating in a medium. So in your body, for example, your body can resonate as well. So if you use your voice to make a sound, if you're speaking, saying words, or singing, and you put your hand on your body, on your chest, you will likely be able to feel the vibration of that sound in the tissues of your body. So that is also something else that we're talking about when we talk about resonance, is the way that a sound is vibrating in a space. And the other term having to do with how sound is operating in space and time is envelope. And this more specifically refers to how a sound is operating over time. So if you have heard of sound synthesis or a synthesizer, we see often these four letters to abbreviate these aspects of the envelope, which is the quality of that sound as time progresses. So A represents attack, or how the beginning of the note is occurring. The decay is representing how, once that note reaches its full volume, how it is decreasing in volume. And then S represents sustain, so how then that sound is sustaining over time. And then the R represents release, so once the sound is stopped, like how that sound actually stops, how that release happens. So for example, a sound with a very quick attack and a quick release with a no decay and a sustain would be like a beep, beep, beep kind of a sound. Whereas that same pitch, the same frequency, the same amplitude, not the same amplitude, but the same, because this is what we're talking about, differences in amplitude here and differences in timbre, it could be as well. But to finish that example, it's kind of hard to do with my own voice, but beep, beep, beep would be one example, and it is an example of same frequency, but different attack and release. So that is, the sound is operating in a different way over time. So hopefully that gives you a little bit better idea of what we're really talking about here when we're talking about these basic properties of sound. And let me know if you have any questions, and we'll see you soon.